We must have a daily, consistent prayer life. Yet, so often I think we can have our quote-unquote cloaks that we hold on to and value more than running to Christ. For example, instead of praying first thing in the morning with our coffee, we might choose to read the news. Now, there, of course, is nothing wrong with reading the news, but if we do not fit in any time for prayer in our day, but we have plenty of time for the news and politics, well, then we'll simply lose our interior peace because of the state of the nation and world. Why? Because we're not actually grounded in the truth. We're not grounded in Christ. Likewise, if we have time in the evening for Netflix or TV, but don't speak to our Lord before we go to bed, well, perhaps Netflix and TV is our cloak. And the same could be said for our iPhone or Androids. If we have time to spend on them, but we don't have much time for our Lord, well, there's an issue there. Even more so, if we use our devices for sin, such as for watching pornography or engaging in inappropriate relationships, our devices or cloaks do not only keep us from God, but they actually draw us away from Him. Finally, perhaps our cloak of comfort is bitterness toward a person or toward perhaps the church. We don't want to address it, so we stay comfortable in it. Yet, by not bringing our hurts to God, well, then He's not going to be able to heal us of them. Our hearts then grow hardened toward trusting in God. We make ourselves to be victims, and we do not seek after God's mercy and healing.